Hey guys, my name's Zach Wetzler.
I'm Ben Wetzler.
And I'm Caitlin Wetzler. For a guy with 4,997 Facebook friends, there are many interesting words that could be used to describe Jason, like personable, inspiring, authentic, and a mentor to others. As a family, we agree. But there is a side of Jason that we know is impulsive and strives to live in the moment. For example, his little bonfire that included a visit from the fire department, or when he made the motion at our chapter FFA meeting to ban Duroc pigs from ever entering the school farm.
When I was a freshman in high school and Jason was a senior, he was chapter president and I was, well, awkward. I watched Jason serve on several officer teams with one purpose, to serve others. Even during those awkward times, he always included me as his little brother. And looking back now, I see how much I've grown as a leader through FFA and Young Life, through the example that Jason set by living out his favorite quote, love all, serve all.
Growing up, me and Jason grew up 13 months apart and competed in everything that we did. One particular football practice, when we went mano-a-mano in tackling drills, I knew it was running straight at me. The look in his eyes, this little honey badger full of determination, ran right over the top of me. From that moment on, I knew that nothing was going to get in the way of his dreams. No matter how many walls he's had to run through, or big brothers in my case, Jason was and is going to reach every goal he sets for himself. Ladies and gentlemen, your Western Region Vice President, Jason Wetzler.
And the story goes on.
I just want to say, there's not an ounce of swine segregation left in me. So that was the old me. Also, to our partners, really quick, I'd like to be able to say that here in the FFA, we're not always this crazy, but we kind of are. During Mr. Smith's speech, I was on my Twitter backstage tweeting like the rest of the million of us, and I looked at my profile picture, and there's a picture of me as a little kid. Y'all ever look at a picture of yourself from like elementary school and wonder why in the world your parents ever let you out of the basement looking like that? Anyone? I'm glad I was not the only ugly baby here. Okay, so a lot changes for us. The way we look changes for us a lot from elementary school to middle school to high school to college. You know, and I realize it's not the only stages in life, but it's crazy to think about the changes that have occurred in those stages alone. However, for me, there's one thing that stayed consistent: our teachers. It started way back in elementary school. Man, life was good. You got recess, snack time, scholastic book fairs with discounted Captain Underpants books. I mean, at that age, what else really matters? You know what I'm saying? Stuff was easy enough, and even if it wasn't, you had teachers there to make sure you weren't getting too far behind. It was those teachers that set us up for success starting in elementary school. Well, it wasn't until a chapter visit this past spring that I remembered how much my elementary school teachers still mean to me and are a reflection of the man I've become. Brian and I walked into the cafeteria of Amadonna Middle School, and the first thing we saw was a police officer standing at the doors of the cafeteria. For a middle school of 350 students? Well, we hung out in the cafeteria for about 10 minutes, but the ag teacher, Mr. Davies, came and found us. First impression, this guy was cool, rocking some classic bifocals and a neatly manicured comb-over. We noticed two things. One, this Caucasian 30-something-year-old definitely stood out from his surroundings. And two, students loved him. We heard multiple kids yell, "What up, Mr. D?" as he escorted us from the cafeteria to his classroom right before lunch ended, smiling at the confused look on our faces. Well, we found out that Emma Donnan was a turnaround school taken over by the state the previous year for a fresh start. We also learned that Mr. Davies was originally from a small farm town in Indiana and used to teach at one of the top high school ag programs in the state. But he left the comfort of his small town roots to try to change lives in inner city Indianapolis, knowing that his new place of employment was previously ran by gangs and that 100% of students were on free and reduced lunch. I mean, there are kids there with phonetically spelled names on their birth certificate because their parents simply can't read or write. And their idea of bonding with their children means doing drugs with them after school. Kids who are 17 years old, reading at a fourth grade level, just now entering the eighth grade. Kids who needed Mr. Davies back in elementary school when the rest of us were learning how to read, write, add, and subtract. Kids whose lives would be drastically different had they simply had good teachers. Mr. Davies' students were kids with smiles on their faces and respect for themselves because of the time, heart, and dedication Mr. Davies pours into their lives every single day. You see, Mr. Davies is just a teacher by profession, but to those kids, he's a life changer. Thank you, Mr. Davies of Indianapolis, Indiana, for choosing to be a light in a world of darkness for your students. Teachers change lives. Mr. Davies isn't the only teacher changing lives in this country. A few months ago, I sent out a request asking for some stories about teachers. Within hours, I had hundreds of responses flooding my inbox. Mr. Hewitt of Castle Rock, Washington, you give Megan an extra hour of your time every morning just so she can pass math class. Mrs. Killian of Land O'Lakes, Wisconsin, you encourage students like Matt daily to pursue dreams way bigger than their own ambition can afford. Mr. Nicholson of Lynn, Arkansas, you transform Becca from a student who took your class to get outside of the classroom to a student who wants to spend the rest of her life working inside of a classroom. Ms. Bascom of Dover, New Hampshire, you are the sole reason that students like Jasmine even show up to school. Mr. Ross of Brooks County, Georgia, your commitment to student development and personal growth is the reason that people like Callie have become the leader in our organization that she is today. Mr. and Mrs. Mayfield of Clackamas, Oregon, or to me, Mom and Wynn, you chose to invest time, money, and love into me, even when I didn't want it or feel as if I deserved it. Thank you. Thank all of you for changing our lives. I told myself I wasn't going to cry. You know, even growing up at home with two parents as teachers, it wasn't until I had Mrs. Lute for seventh grade leadership that I started to realize what it was about teachers that made them such life changers. She celebrated students daily, promoting community service within curriculum and consistently tutoring before and after school. Mrs. Lute ensured that selflessness was embedded in every aspect of her career at the most molecular level. I mean, it's pretty simple when you look at the facts. $49,000 average annual salary for a teacher. 12, the number of months a teacher works in a year. 9, the number of months most teachers are paid to work in a year. 10.5 hours average workday for a teacher. 9 to 11, the number of weeks a teacher spends outside of the classroom just to prepare for what they'll do inside of the classroom. And who can even begin to quantify the amount of hours of personal sacrifice that accompany the career comprised of time spent with students that could otherwise be spent with family and friends? All I'm trying to say is when you say, I want to be a teacher, you're saying it is not about me. They are required. They are required, written between the lines of their job description, to make their life about other people, about their students, their parents, their coworkers, their administration. They are required to be selfless. Teachers change lives. Teachers are selfless. As I look back at the stages of my educational career, I realize that not everything I learned came from the curriculum taught in the classroom. I found this to be particularly true in high school. You see, I entered high school just like every other freshman boy did, awkwardly. At this point in my life, I was 14 years old, still did not have a regular shower routine, had a terrible haircut, and had no idea how to talk to girls. Some things never change. And speaking of girls, all the girls I'd been awesome friends with in eighth grade had somehow transformed over the summertime into this intimidating species that traveled to the bathroom in packs of no less than 40 and limited communication to purely text messaging. Well, like, woo, yeah, we do. Despite my insane fear of the female species, that didn't stop me from wanting what every other freshman boy wanted. A car. So, 2 years go by, and it's finally time for me to get my license and driving machine. My parents immediately shut down the idea of buying me a car, and I was broke, so I went to Plan B, a.k.a. Grandma Dorothy. Well, she's sitting right over there. What's up, Grandma? After some back and forth with Graham, she proposed a deal. I would work 75 hours in her garden, and she would get me a very special... That was not how you sound at all. That was creepy. I'm sorry. I love you, Grandma. Very special car. Some of you are like, what's a very special car look like? I didn't care. I was getting a car. So, next weekend, I started my work. Shoo-wee, it was tough. I mean, Grandma Green Thumb's not going to let you take any shortcuts, all right? This lady could grow oranges in Antarctica. For her, perfection was not a goal. It was an expectation. Well, after what seemed like 1,000 hours, I'd finally held up my end of the deal. It's time for Graham to come through. She walked into the house, grabbed a set of keys off the rack, started leading me towards... She's 4'8", started leading me towards the garage. Opened up the door, and there she stood in all of her beauty. Four-cylinder, 105 horsepower, speedometer topping out 75 miles per hour, rusted burgundy paint job complete with AM windows, manual AM radio, manual windows and locks, and a family of dead feral cats in the back. Was my 1987 purple people eater Plymouth Voyager van. Love at first sight. Seriously, though, I loved it. Out of all the lessons I could have extracted from the story, none are as important as the realization that came to me while preparing for this talk. Now, if you've been listening in the past 10 minutes and thought to yourself, okay, Mr. National Officer, man, teachers are great. That's awesome. I'm not a teacher. How does this relate to me? Well, first of all, I don't know why you're jumping around while thinking thoughts inside your head. Second of all, if you thought that, these next few sentences are for you. None of the learning that occurred to me while earning my car happened inside of a classroom. If learning doesn't have to take place inside of a classroom, and if some human beings don't ever get the opportunity to be inside of a classroom, but they still learn, then one thing must be true. Everyone is a teacher. Everyone. You, me, my grandma, your brother, his uncle, Miley Cyrus, Mickey Mouse, the valedictorian, the dropout, the fry cook at McDonald's, the Queen of England, everybody. Miley Cyrus, she taught us not to write breakup songs combined with demolition equipment. My grandma taught me the value of working hard for something you want. Everyone is a teacher, and everyone is a teacher all the time. Knowing this, it becomes our responsibility to be aware of what we're teaching people. It becomes our responsibility to teach people good things. One of the most effective, surefire ways we can do this is to be selfless. Because it's not about us. And when it's not about us, we're changing lives. Teachers change lives. Teachers are selfless. Everyone is a teacher. You know, I got two younger siblings who you met when they introduced me, as well as my older brother, Ben. What up, man? And my best friend, Grant, here. Holla. And I was told when my younger siblings were growing up that they were going to learn from me way more than I realized. Well, FFA members, the same is true for every one of you. Now, it could be your youngest siblings if you have them, or maybe it's other chapter members, businesses, or individuals who've invested in this organization, your parents, kids you pass in the hallway at school, or random people who see you in and out of this blue jacket. Others are learning from you way more than you realize. Everyone is a teacher, and everyone is a teacher all the time, including each and every one of you. So what are you teaching people? What lessons are others learning from you? Are your actions truly what you want the next generation to replicate? Oh, whoa, Jason, I don't know about all that. I'm only 14. That's a lot of responsibility. You bet it is. But guess what? A few years ago, you were 9 years old looking up to someone who's your age now and saying, I want to be like them. This isn't a responsibility that we choose. We're simply born with it. Teachers are selfless. Are you teaching others selflessly? Are you making your life about other people? You see, if we're not deliberately selfless in our actions, we are saying it is okay to be selfish. Teachers change lives. And I ask you the simplest question of them all. Are you making people's lives better or worse? Every action we take is a lesson for somebody else to learn. Every action we take is a lesson for somebody else to learn. Teachers change lives. Teachers are selfless. You are a teacher. You know, I struggled a lot with the topic of teachers as my retirement address. I mean, for those of you already planning on teaching, I'm just preaching to the choir. And for everybody else, you may already have other plans. But after years of traveling with the FFA and hearing over and over again how gravely serious the shortage of ag teachers in our country has become, I mean, it's estimated that over half the states in the U.S. are experiencing a critical shortage of ag educators. I had to try. I had to say something. I think after sharing this with you, it's only fair that I share my intentions with this talk. My goal in saying this is not to change your life. I say this praying that you leave here today and change someone else's life. Teachers change lives. Teachers are selfless. Everyone is a teacher. There is a need for teachers. There is a need for life changers. FFA members, you want to wake up every day knowing you're being given the opportunity to change someone's life. Be a teacher. If you want to go to bed every night, rest assured that what you're doing does matter. Be a teacher. If you want to give students the same opportunities that you've had to learn, grow, compete, achieve, fail, and achieve again, be a teacher. If you want to be the difference between a kid signing up for unemployment and a kid signing his paycheck, be a teacher. If you want to be a role model, a hero, an inspiration, if you want to be the difference between a kid making the right choices and the wrong choices, if you want to take a kid from a family that fulfills a drug addiction, give them a family that fulfills their potential, if you want to be the reason that one day your student may want to grow up and be a teacher, if you want to be a life changer, be a teacher. Teachers change lives. Teachers are selfless. Everyone is a teacher. So go be one.